A local luge coach has categorically denied allegations brought against him in BC's Supreme Court by a Whistler luge racer, who claimed his coach's neglect and pattern of abuse, harassment, and bullying led to the teenager's catastrophic 2019 injury at the Whistler Sliding Center. In the civil suit, filed in April, Garrett Reed alleged that coach Matthew McMurray subjected him to abuse and neglect while the then 16-year-old was a member of the Canadian National Next Gen team from 2018 to 2019, culminating in a crash on November 16, 2019 that reportedly led to a litany of injuries. The competitive racer reportedly sustained a blow to the head in the crash, leaving him in a coma for months and, eventually, fighting to walk again. In his original court filing, Reed alleged that, during training in the week leading up to the November injury, McMurray directed him to begin adding strips of sandpaper, one at a time, to his sled, a technique used to reduce control of the sled and thereby result in faster run times, the filing stated. Reed, who was originally from West Vancouver, claimed he had never used the technique before, and said he told McMurray he felt unsafe after completing a run with three strips of sandpaper on his sled, requesting he return to two. As a result, Reed alleged his coach subjected him to verbal, psychological, and physical abuse regarding Garrett's request to reduce the sandpaper strips, and he continued to pressure Garrett into increasing the number of sandpaper strips. McMurray told Garrett he needed to use three strips, the suit went on. In his response to the notice of civil claim, filed in June, McMurray denied ever subjecting the plaintiff to any verbal, psychological and physical abuse, as alleged or at all, and also denied directing Reed to add strips of sandpaper to his sled. Instead, he said he directed the luger to add strips of duct tape to his sled to combat the track's humid condition, which the filing claimed is a standard technique set out in the official rules used to assist with changing the angle of a sled. McMurray also alleged that Reed never expressed his safety concerns as a result of using tape on the sled, and that he consistently trained with duct tape on his sled from November 7, 2019 onwards, without any issues or concerns. On the day of the crash, November 16, Reed claimed he was participating in his first training session of the day, when McMurray placed him at the men's start, the highest luge start on the Whistler track. According to his civil claim, the usual practice and protocol is for athletes to start at a lower start on the track, until they are accustomed to a new setup, as the lower starts result in reduced speeds. In his response, McMurray does not specifically deny starting Reed on the men's start on November 16, 2019, noting how he worked his way up to the men's start over the course of training. At the beginning of the training season, the plaintiff started from the latest start and then gradually progressed to the men's start, the court document read. Prior to the day that the injury occurred, the plaintiff had completed training runs safely and consistently from the men's start. On the day of the injury, Reed said he struggled to control his sled as he rounded corner 15, before crashing as he exited corner 16, nicknamed Thunderbird Corner, and the fastest section of track. The right side of his helmet purportedly struck a short wall at a high rate of speed, the same point of impact on his helmet, he claimed, as in an accident in Austria from months earlier. McMurray countered in his filing by alleging that Reed's crash and subsequent injury were caused in whole or in part by his own negligence for, among other factors, failing to exercise reasonable care for his own safety, misusing his equipment, failing to use proper equipment, failing to follow the advice of treating medical practitioners, competing when his ability to do so was impaired or compromised by fatigue, the consumption of alcohol or the ingestion of drugs, and competing when his ability to do so was impaired by prior injuries or existing medical conditions. McMurray's response also claimed negligence on the part of Reed's mother, Lisa, incorrectly referred to as Lessa, in the suit, for, among other factors, allowing him to compete when his ability to do so was impaired or compromised by fatigue, the consumption of alcohol or the ingestion of drugs, allowing him to compete when his ability to do so was impaired by prior injuries or existing medical conditions, and for failing to report the aforementioned to McMurray. The Austria crash. According to Reed's suit, prior to the Whistler injury, in February 2019, He was involved in a separate crash in Austria while training for the upcoming Junior World Luge Championship. The crash reportedly resulted in Reed's sled flipping up and impacting the right side of his helmet, equipment that had been issued by Luge Canada. Following that crash, Reed allegedly requested medical attention from McMurray, who refused and told Garrett to stop asking, the suit claimed. McMurray denies this allegation as well, claiming Reed never requested medical attention nor informed his coach that he was injured in any way, including of the healed facial fractures the Luger said were later discovered through medical imaging. Partly a result of his diminished performance results, Reed claimed McMurray heightened his verbal and psychological abuse following the crash, subjecting the athlete, according to his suit, to daily bullying, humiliation, hazing, threats, and intimidation. McMurray, in turn, denied ever engaging in reckless and abusive coaching and behavior towards Reed. Reed's suit also said neither McMurray nor Luge Canada took steps to replace his helmet following the Austria crash, and that he was required to continue wearing it for the duration of the 2019 championship and subsequent season, including, on November 19, 2019, the day of his crash at the Whistler Sliding Center. McMurray claimed the helmet was never replaced because Reed did not report hitting his head in the Austria accident, nor did he or his family ever request a new helmet. A replacement helmet would have been readily available to Reed following the crash had he reported he hit his head, which follows Luge Canada's standard concussion protocol, according to the response. McMurray opposed the granting of any relief sought by Reed, who is seeking general, special, aggravated, and punitive damages, as well as in trust damages for care provided by family members. The selfish, high-handed, and callous conduct of McMurray warrants condemnation of the court through awards of aggravated and punitive damages, Reed's civil claim argued. On July 21, McMurray filed a third-party notice against Reed's parents, which he accuses of negligence in their son's crash, for financial relief recouping his legal fees, among other costs. Whistler Sport Legacies, BC Luge, and Luge Canada respond. Also named as defendants in Reed's suit are the Whistler 2010 Sport Legacies Society, WSLS, which operates the Whistler Sliding Center, Luge Canada, and the BC Luge Association, while Kenneth Reed, appointed co-committee of Garrett's person and estate, is listed as a plaintiff as well. All three filed their own responses to the civil claim in June, and all three denied liability for Reed's accidents and subsequent injuries, as alleged. Luge Canada says that as an experienced luge athlete, the plaintiff had full understanding, awareness, and knowledge of the inherent risks, dangers and hazards of the sport of luge and accepted them voluntarily in order to participate in the sport, Luge Canada said in its response. Following the November 2019 injury, Reed claimed that, in the 2021 karting cycle, Luge Canada failed to submit a supported nomination for Garrett's athlete assistance payments injury card, causing Garrett to be removed from the program, contrary to his contract with the National Sport Organization, his suit claimed. In its response, Luge Canada said it did apply for Reed's 2021-22 injury card, but Sport Canada informed the organization he did not qualify for an injury card unless he was returning to the sport in the next 6 months. Luge Canada noted it was not involved in, and had no determination over, whether to approve or deny, the card. In response to Reed's claim for healthcare costs, the WSLS denied he is a beneficiary under the definition of the Healthcare Costs Recovery Act. The society denied Reed has received healthcare services as defined in the same act, and also denied the provincial government has made payments for healthcare services on Reed's behalf arising from the injury. None of the above claims have been proven in court.